In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please be seated. What a great joy and privilege it is to be with you this evening as we celebrate this new chapter in ministry for you good folks of the Church of the Holy Cross and my dear friend and colleague, Denise. As I thought and prayed about what to say this evening, my thoughts kept turning to what I preach at weddings. And this is a joining of sorts, is it not? The beginning of a new relationship of ministry. But those of you who are on the search committee know this is a little more complicated than Match.com. The search committee engaged in a long and prayerful process to get to this moment where God is leading you. From reading your website, I learned that the Church of the Holy Cross has almost 50 years of experience being church, growing from meeting in a school to meeting at the Y to then building the parish hall and then this beautiful, beautiful sanctuary. These years have taught you much, I'm sure, about faithfulness, about risk and vulnerability, about abundance and relationship, about loss and change. In short, how to be church in a way that is both uniquely your own and yet deeply rooted in our Episcopal and Anglican tradition. Together, you all have developed the music of Holy Cross, a rhythm and melody that started in just a few hearts more than 50 years ago in response to God's call to start a community here. And as you have grown, your song has developed in rich harmonies and counterpoints, interludes and movements into the glorious music that we are hearing tonight. And tonight, Denise brings her song, a rich song of praise and thanksgiving, to join with yours. I first heard Denise's song when we started seminary together 10 years ago. We were two second career, first year seminarians shaking in our shoes, wondering if we could pass muster with all the fresh young faces at seminary while we dealt with family and work and commuting from Ashburn to Alexandria. Together, we went through seminary, through GREs and committee evaluations and all of the phases of ordained ministry, and we held each other up. So I can attest that you have called a wise, strong, and creative woman as your rector. Under her direction and leadership, adding her clear, true voice and faith-filled song to yours, I have no doubt that God will work wonders here. God has called you and Denise to join your songs at this very moment in this space at the Church of the Holy Cross in order to fulfill God's imagination for this place and this community. Hold on to that call. As my priest associate, who is 91, is fond of saying, God doesn't make mistakes. What God has started, God will bring to fruition, and whom God has called, God will equip. So tonight, you all together begin to weave your songs into a new melody. Our scripture readings for this evening give us wise advice and examples of how we sing our songs together, how we do church. Our first passage from Numbers reminds us that no one can be church alone. Even Moses needed a team. The conductor can't make music simply by waving a wand in front of an empty room. Every member needs to be present and in full voice for the song to be fully sung. And those of you who've sung in a chorus, those of you who are in the choir, know that singing together requires that you listen carefully to one another. Singing together requires that you show up for rehearsals and you practice until the song seeps into your bones. It requires paying attention. It requires keeping our eyes on the conductor. It requires learning to blend rather than to stand out. We know that one section may carry the melody for a while, and then the melody shifts to another section. Sometimes the chords will be sweet, sometimes discordant, and sometimes unresolved. Sometimes you'll have to improvise, and sometimes you'll sing the blues. And from time to time, you undoubtedly will have to change keys. Our Romans reading is a potent reminder of the rich diversity of the gifts God has given all of us. Recognize them. Use them. I'm sure you're already well-versed in the surprising ways God can give our gifts for service and ministry. Listen to what every member, from the smallest to the tallest, can give to your song. That said, the devil is in the details, so your performance will not be perfect. Remember to forgive the wrong notes, even when forgiveness is hard, to keep on singing even when you don't feel like it, and to choose to be loving rather than to be right. How you work together is as important as what you accomplish together. Always choose love. And our gospel tonight, it reminds us of why we choose to sing at all. Love one another, Jesus says, as I have loved you, abide in my love. I've said these things so that your joy might be complete. God's love is the foundation, the theme, the beginning, and the end of all that we do together. Michael Maine wrote a book called The Enduring Melody. He writes about God's love as the foundational melody of our lives, what he calls the cantus firmus, the enduring melody. He explains that in the Middle Ages, there was only one line of music, the plain song melody, that accompanied the liturgy. But by the 12th century, two or more melodies were being wrapped around and through the cantus firmus to create melodies and harmonies and counterpoints. Though the variations are infinite, the cantus firmus, the ground bass, always stays the same. It's the rock on which the whole composition rests. Maine believes that God's unchanging creative love is the cantus firmus around which all our songs intertwine. Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote in his Letters and Papers from Prison, God requires that we should love him eternally with our whole hearts, yet not so much as to compromise or diminish our earthly affections, but as a kind of cantus firmus to which the other melodies of life provide the counterpoint. Where the ground bass is firm and clear, there is nothing to stop the counterpoint from being developed to the utmost of its limits. Only a polyphony of this kind can give life a wholeness and assure us that nothing can go wrong as long as the Cantus Firmus is kept going. Put your faith, Bonhoeffer writes, in the Cantus Firmus. Over time, your songs will grow and change. I pray that God will surprise you all with new themes and rhythms and tempos. And when you think you have forgotten your song or the tune is elusive, remember that there are voices around you, voices from the diocese, from your sister churches, from other priests who will remind you of the melody and that you are not alone. And through it all, the love of God will be your Cantus Firmus, your foundation, your rock, your promise. Deeper and stronger, Maine says, than all the occasional doubts and constant distractions that being church brings. May that Cantus Firmus always give you an awareness of and longing for the love of God, Maine writes, and a knowledge at the deepest level that you are His, loved beyond your imagining, and held by His grace. May the music of your ministry together, begun this night, grow and build and swell into the never-ending song of God, which is love. Amen.
Amen.